On Tuesday, the NCAA's Legislative Council approved a proposal to expand food allowances for all student athletes to include unlimited meals and snacks. That move occurred 8 days after the NCAA men's title game and UConn star Shabazz Napier's post-game complaint that he sometimes went to bed starving because he could not afford food. Sports Illustrated's Andy Staples has been speculating on the possible consequences. Andy, which universities suddenly have an enormous recruiting advantage based on their proximity to great restaurants?
Tulane, obviously. Tulane is their new Alabama. I mean, think of all that's available in New Orleans, and if you can feed them however much you want, whenever you want, how can you beat that?
What other schools benefit from this new rule, assuming it goes through?
Madison, Wisconsin. I mean, you've got State Street Brats walking distance from campus. You got burgers and cheese curds at Dottie Dumpling's Dowry. You can have breakfast across the street from Camp Randall Stadium at Mickey's Dairy Bar, where they serve these things called scramblers, which is eggs and potatoes, cheese, bacon, basically covers a plate the size of a manhole cover. Mm. And they also serve great milkshakes. This is breakfast, mind you. And then late at night, you can go to Ian's Pizza, where they have macaroni and cheese pizza slices. So, I mean, if you're a lineman, you want to go to Wisconsin. I don't think there's any doubt. Now, if you're a barbecue fan, Texas has got some of the best pitmasters in the world within 40 miles. I think it's about 2 miles from campus. Aaron Franklin, Franklin's Barbecue, probably the best brisket on earth. You get him cooking for you. I think you're going to own that state in recruiting. Although Texas A&M has a little ace up its sleeve in Snook, Texas, about 10 miles from College Station. There's a place called Sodalax Original Country Inn where they serve chicken fried bacon with a side of cream gravy. And it is the greatest food product on the face of the earth. And I think the Aggies would be able to take advantage of that.
What are the chances that we start seeing the uniforms of college athletes featuring the logos of various fast food chains?
Oh, that's probably going to happen anyways. It's only a matter of time before Louisville has KFC drumsticks on their helmets.
When the NCAA announced the new policy, American East Assistant Commissioner Mary Mulvena said, "I think the end result is where it needs to be." I wonder if she's now anticipating an email from the Northwestern football players indicating that they don't see any need to form a union now.
I somehow doubt it. I actually don't think the Northwestern football players will vote to form a union, but I think the athletes' rights movement has taken the boulder rolling downhill mode at this point. They're going to get some more stuff. They're going to have to, or the courts are going to make the schools give it to them because they've built this huge business. They haven't given the labor force a raise since the 50s. So the food thing is good PR for them.
The NCAA's board of directors meets on April 24th. That's when they will either approve this recommendation or not. Do you anticipate that that meeting will feature an all-you-can-eat buffet?
I would hope so. They do feed folks pretty well with the NCAA stuff. I've been privy to what the NCAA basketball tournament selection committee gets to eat. There's an ice cream bar on the Saturday of the selection weekend. It's very thorough. I think they'll probably make sure they're satiated so that they realize, hey, a full belly is nice.
Andy Staples is a senior writer at SI.com. You can find a link to his column, Unlimited Food, NCAA Ruling Could Add Fascinating Layer to Recruiting, by visiting onlygame.org. Thank you very much, Andy.
Thank you.